We are now at 13 minutes past 9 o'clock. Our problem in the Kentuckiana area, for those of you outside, developed late this afternoon when a series of very heavy and intense storms moved through Kentucky and Indiana. We have also had reports of storms from various other states. Along with that, we had a slight earthquake. Well, not exactly a slight earthquake, probably one of the strongest we've had in this area in some time. It measured 4.5 on the scale, shook some windows, rattled some glasses on the shelves and things of this nature, but we're told that that was not strong enough to cause any major damage, but those tornadoes and storms and things of this nature was really what caused the problem. We have had massive property damage. We have had far greater numbers of deaths than we would like to have been able to report. We have had to report. We have had in one community, Brandenburg, Kentucky, as many as 24 people killed. In the metropolitan Louisville area, our death toll now at 5. Area-wide, I would assume in Kentucky and Indiana, we're going to surpass 50 before it's all totaled up, quite likely more. Byron Crawford?
Really nothing new at this point, except that, of course, WHAS-TV is also covering the storm damage. We understand that Governor Ford is calling in, is supposed to call in shortly at any rate, for an interview with TV newsman Ken Rowland. We thought we'd try to pick it up here live, and always...
talked with the governor earlier in the evening, and for those of you, we had a lady who called and said that her power had been off and she was not updated, and the governor, with our conversation earlier, did in fact call out the National Guard for many areas in the state of Kentucky. He has, I'm told, already been in contact with Washington, getting the wheels rolling on getting aid into the area. More aid, we should say. We had that problem earlier in the week up in Henry County, in the Campbellsburg area. The governor already working on getting aid in for the areas that were damaged this afternoon.
You know, Glenn, it's more weird for Kentucky to be involved in a situation of this kind because I'm, of course, was brought up in Kentucky and so were you, but I don't recall us ever having tragedies of this magnitude in Kentucky, and it seems that we've had an increase in tornado activity in the past few years. And so coping with situations like this sometimes may be a little bit new to officials in Kentucky and to us, but this is certainly a time that should call out the best in each of us as far as cooperation at any rate. Do you have something new there?
Well, I've just been told that Battery B, 5th Battalion, 138th Field Artillery, should report to the Armory at the fairgrounds immediately. This conflicts a little bit with some information we had earlier because we were told earlier that they could not get to the Armory, if I remember correctly.
They were to meet at that time at U.S. 42 in Pennington Lane, but I assume that since they are equipped with radios which are not obstructed by the power shortages that we have, that they're in good contact and fairly well organized and know where they're going.
And to repeat that, that's Battery B, 5th Battalion, 138th Field Artillery. You should report to the Armory at the fairgrounds immediately. The midnight shift at the Naval Ordnance, you will not go to work tonight.
And anyone who has relatives or friends missing in Borden, Indiana, and needs to contact them should go to Borden High School to report missing or to find missing persons. I'm led to believe that we're getting close to the interview on television with Governor Ford, and we'll go to that now.
Bob, Kentucky is in a state of extreme emergency. The tornadoes in many parts of Kentucky continue to be critical. Every available resource the state government is working to help the many stricken areas. This includes state police, National Guard, Department of Transportation, Department of Natural Resources, Civil Defense, and many others. I've been in contact with Senator Huddleston and Ron Mazzoli's office, and the federal disaster teams are en route to Kentucky. I've talked with officials in affected areas, and I'm heartened with the spirit of cooperation between the communities. For example, within 25 minutes after I called the University of Kentucky Medical Center, an emergency medical team had arrived in Frankfort to assist the local hospital, which is overflowing with injuries and fatalities. I want to assure you that all state and local government units are doing everything in their power to handle this most serious situation. but we need the people's cooperation. I ask them to please stay off the highways and away from the disaster area. This will permit the rapid movement of emergency vehicles. Please, in areas affected by the storms, refrain from using telephones, which are badly overloaded and are needed for emergency communications. And if we all work together, we can minimize the loss of life and more quickly assist those in the greatest need, Bob.
Governor, given the size of the community, it would appear that Brandenburg, Kentucky, which is on the Ohio River west of Louisville, apparently is the hardest hit. What do you hear about Brandenburg?
Bob, Brandenburg is just horrible. We have 23 confirmed deaths in that small community. We have medical helicopters from Fort Knox in there evacuating the injured. We have the National Guard units in there, the State Highway Department. We sent 150 National Guard members from Owensboro to Brandenburg. And Irvington, by the way, very close by, it was hard hit also, and they have three deaths. So it started in southwest Kentucky and cut a path right through Kentucky. Seems like we're Tornado Alley right now, and I'm not sure about my terminology here, but as high as 62,000 feet the cell is supposed to be, and it's right over Kentucky, right in the center of Kentucky, and we can expect probably more high winds before morning.
Governor, what is the situation in Frankfort itself? I understand that there was damage and several deaths in the eastern part of the city.
That's true, Bob. A little community known as Jet, and in an area where many efficiency apartments were located, along with a very fine subdivision, that area was just practically flattened, and we'd have two known deaths now, and the hospital here is giving first aid and sending the injuries to Lexington.
That's the area on the Versailles side of Frankfort, is it not?
That is correct. It's it's between Highway 60 and or Highway 421 and I-64, that area right along there by as the interstate crosses over Highway 60.
Governor, thank you very much.
And I thank you all very much for your cooperation. You've been most kind and helpful to us. And anything we can do during the night, and I know you will do it, we want to try to help the people. And I want to reiterate, stay out of the area, stay off the street, and give the people an opportunity to perform their job.
Thank you, Governor.
WHAS-TV being interviewed by Bob Johnson. Governor Ford described Kentucky as being in an extreme state of emergency. He said the situation in Brandenburg is horrible. We have learned that there are at least 24 dead in Brandenburg and that a temporary morgue has been set up at a school there, and that, of course, in other sections of Kentucky there are more dead, some dead in Frankfort, and the figures aren't nearly as terrible as those we're getting from Brandenburg, but at least two dead in Elizabethtown, including a baby, two in Frankfort, three in Irvington in Breckinridge County, five in Metro Louisville, one in Borden, Indiana, and the toll goes on, and it most certainly will be tomorrow before we have any accurate figures on how many persons were killed, and even longer still before we learn how many were injured and how many were hospitalized because of the storm today. Glenn, before you take this, we apparently have had several responses in the newsroom about the message we put on from the Red Cross asking for help in finding a 10-year-old Fletcher Curry, described only as having blonde hair and blue eyes. His father is Leonard Curry, whose phone number is listed as 458-6069. The number 458-6069. I tried a few minutes ago to call Mr. Curry, but never was able to reach him. The phone line was apparently out of order. His address is listed as 1801 Spring Drive. I'll give you the number again in case you know the whereabouts of 10-year-old Fletcher Curry. His father's name is Leonard Curry. The number is 458-6069.
We have a report from the Associated Press, and they have tabulated deaths in all through the Ohio Valley. They have 31 deaths tabulated for Kentucky. It's going to go above that. We know that without doubt. They have 19 deaths tabulated in Indiana now. They have at least 12 in Ohio, 2 in Illinois, 3 in Alabama, two in Tennessee, and one in Georgia. Again, those figures from the Associated Press, they say at least 70 people in those states, outside Kentucky and Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. That number we know is going to go much higher from the deaths that we have tabulated so far within the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We've been out of touch with the rest of the nation for some time now, Byron. We have not had news, but there was one development that we probably should pass along. Out in California, the Hearst family received another tape recording from Patricia Hearst. And on this tape, she is renouncing her family, saying that she is going to join her terrorist kidnappers and begin life anew as a revolutionary. And in a news conference, her father, Randolph Hearst, said, "Personally, I don't believe it. If it is her choice to become a member of an organization like this, we still love her." Mrs. Hearst also expressing disbelief. Her words, "I know my daughter very well. I know my girl. She would never join an organization like that without being coerced." And her fiancé said that he, too, does not believe that she had joined arms with the terrorist. He said, "It seems incredibly cynical on the part of the SLA to think I can believe Patty has refused her freedom." The tape recording was sent to a San Francisco radio station. It had the voice of Ms. Hearst saying that she was joining her captors, the Sibonese Liberation Army. We have been given the written confirmation of what Dick Reeves of the Weather Service told us on the air earlier, that the western half of Kentucky now is generally clear of the thunderstorm activity. We would assume that the western half of Indiana is as well generally clear. Some of you may be wondering why we haven't talked about what is happening in your area. We're trying to point out those areas that are still having difficulty. So if we are not particularly talking about where you're located, that means that we do not have anything active at the moment. For eastern Kentucky, we still have this potential of severe weather. So please stay with us, and we will bring you information as soon as possible. And we mentioned earlier, Byron, that they need some drugs in Frankfort. It was suggested that anyone who has access to a drugstore or a druggist call the radio station in Frankfort. Now, the radio station is not on the air, but there should be someone at the phone number 875-1973 to take the call. That's an area code 502. Although that station is not on the air, and they are listening to WHAS for their information, I understand. But you can still call if you have access to some needed material in Frankfort, 875-1973.
Glenn, I don't like to go on with information like this particularly because it doesn't go on to explain exactly what it means, but the note was just handed us that the water reservoir has breaks in it and is now leaking. Apparently this means they're going to see if they have repaired things to the extent that the pumps will be working, but the water reservoir has breaks in it and is now leaking. We don't, of course, know what caused the breaks in the reservoir or how serious they are. We'll merely have to await word from the Louisville Water Company. Meantime, let us caution you again that this makes the conservation of water even more serious than it was before. We must conserve water, and even if it means personal sacrifices for us, they are now asking that we use no water, and that is until they find out exactly what the situation is. Perhaps by sometime early tomorrow morning, we can tell you exactly when the water situation will be improved, when the electricity has been restored properly to the water company pumping station, which was hit directly by a tornado this afternoon in Louisville, and when we can start using perhaps even a limited amount of water, and then finally, hopefully, sometime tomorrow maybe, get back to full usage. But all of this now is in doubt. Glenn, do you have any more information there, or are we reviewing what we have gone over before?
We are now getting to the point where we're getting specific information about closings and things of that nature. The Anaconda Container and Package Foil Plant on Robards Lane will shut down at its 11 o'clock, the end of its 11 o'clock shift. All employees who will be affected by this, the information as to when the company will be back in operation, whether or not it will be tomorrow, will be transmitted to you by radio. The Highland Daycare Center, located at 1415 Bardstown Road, will be closed tomorrow. A fellow who's been helping us tremendously tonight, Jeff Douglas. Jeff?
Watching you is more difficult than doing what I'm doing. Glenn, I have a lady here on the line who is
would like very much to help out in that situation. We talked about the need of drugs and the radio station. Was it W?
She on the proper line.
She just needs the phone number.
She needs the phone number. I'm going to sift through my information and come up with that. Here it is, 875.
That's 875.
1973.
1973, okay. The area code is
502.
Thank you. Glenn and Jeff, perhaps there are persons, and we certainly hope not, who do need shelter tonight, whose homes were destroyed. And so we give you this information. City Hall in Lebanon Junction will take in stranded persons. If you can't make it home, if your car is non-operative or whatever, the Lebanon Junction City Hall will take in stranded. Looks like Westbury Apartments on Linden Lane across from Camelot will take in anyone needing shelter. See the manager, Maria Estelle. And I can't make out the next one, but I don't think that's anything to concern persons who don't have shelter anyway. By the way, the Louisville Free Public Library and branches will be closed tomorrow. This would probably go for most places of that nature, libraries and what have you, perhaps most daycare centers and kindergartens and what have you. Of course, we don't have all the specific information, and if we did, it would take hours to relay it to you. But perhaps in the morning, and hopefully we can get all this information together sometime before you get out and about tomorrow. And as you're leaving, WHAS News will hopefully be able to tell you what's operating and what isn't, where you can go and where you can't go. As of tonight, the whole area in the eastern section of Jefferson County, out Eastern Parkway and in the Brownsboro Road area, the Cherokee Park area, Seneca Park, all those areas are under what they call an absolute curfew. And it means exactly what it says. You are simply not permitted in those areas unless you are an official who has the proper credentials to be on the job. And if you're in those areas and you don't have the credentials and you're not there to help out in the first place, then you stand a good likelihood of being arrested, because it's something that just simply has to be done. And police regret it, but they explain that there's no way to be lenient with people who shouldn't be there but still are. There is always, of course, the threat of looting, and in that way, the persons who have already suffered great losses of personal property might lose even more. Now, as for the rest of the county which may have some limbs down and so forth, but was not raked by the tornado, the curfew is not absolute, simply voluntary, but you would still be doing yourself a gigantic favor by not getting on the streets of Louisville and Jefferson County at all, if you don't have to. Emergency crews are out. There are huge limbs and live wires in the street, and you run a risk of being injured even if you're out tonight. So let's try to keep travel at a minimum. Let's try not to use the phone, and let's at all expense try to conserve water, because it's something that could help us out tomorrow, depending on what the situation turns into tonight. For you folks in eastern Kentucky, east of I-65 generally, you should be on the alert for possible threatening weather conditions, even tornadoes developing. The Weather Service put most of the counties east of Louisville, if you drew a line from Louisville to McCreary County, most of the counties east of Louisville, including those in northern Kentucky, are under either severe thunderstorm warnings or watches or tornado watches or warnings. They did this, I think, simply because it's so hard to predict where the tornadoes will touch down. So be aware if you're in the counties east of I-65, generally in Kentucky. The west, all clear right now. We have a cold front which could reach us sometime late tonight or early tomorrow. Glenn Baston?
Well, I'm on the line again with Civil Defense Headquarters, and I have Lieutenant Eskridge of the County Police Department. Would you give us, please, sir, the latest on our curfew situation?
Curfew is a countywide curfew. Runs from 7:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
All right. Now, is this an absolute curfew countywide now?
Yes.
Okay. So police and National Guardsmen are stopping everyone that's anywhere in Jefferson County, unless they're involved in some way in the efforts to clear up this situation.
Yes, sir. That's my understanding.
All right. Are we having any real problems? Are people sightseeing giving you difficulty?
I'm unable to answer that. I'm here in the Civil Defense Post, and I haven't had any reports of that. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in specific that has the Civil Defense Office concerned at the moment?
No, sir. I don't know of anything. I just take care of the police section.
Nothing outstanding except what we've had going on throughout the evening, I guess, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Lieutenant Eskridge, the curfew, countywide now, and it is an absolute curfew.
Yes, sir.
I thank you, sir. This is WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, continuing to broadcast with information concerning the storm situation, not only in Louisville and Jefferson County, but across the entire area. We will continue to do so as long as is necessary. Those officials who have information that should be passed along, please give us an indication of it. Our telephone line is 585-2385, and I will ask those of you in the general public who are simply asking us questions not to utilize this number tonight. Normally it is open to you, and we welcome your calls, but tonight I ask you, please do not use this. Let us keep it open for communication with Civil Defense and with the various police and rescue agencies. To reiterate some of the things that unfortunately we know, we have a number of deaths throughout the area. The hardest hit area, as far as deaths are concerned, is Brandenburg, Kentucky. The number is as many as 24. There is still a report that there is one person missing. They have had very bad luck there, not only with all the deaths, but a large portion of the community destroyed by the storm, which hit shortly after 4 o'clock this afternoon. In the Louisville area, we have confirmed now 5 deaths. We probably will continue throughout the evening to get reports on injuries, but the injuries are going to get up right at this moment to somewhere around 200. Area-wide, the deaths are going to probably exceed 50. This would include Indiana as well as the entire state of Kentucky. Jim West covered much of what happened in southern Indiana tonight. Let's call him in. Jim, you tell us where you've been and what you know.
Well, Glenn, the first place we went to was Palmyra. The tornado that struck at Palmyra was struck approximately an hour to an hour and a half prior to the one which moved through the Louisville area. So we could place the Palmyra tornado at about 3:30 for this afternoon. The tornado cut a path at least a mile and a half wide from the area of DePauw through Palmyra, then into the Borden and Martinsburg areas. These are areas which are 20, 25 miles west and northwest of New Albany. Indiana State Police say the town of Martinsburg was wiped out. 37 homes in the Daisy Hill section of Borden were leveled, killing one person, injuring 41 others. In DePauw, one woman was killed, 8 others injured, 9 homes and 12 mobile homes destroyed. At Palmyra, where we visited, state police say as many as 70 homes were destroyed. These border U.S. 150. Many were just a couple of years old. The highway was closed, of course, with downed wires and trees. And we spoke with one individual at Palmyra who was in his home at the time and just managed to get into the cellar, the crawl space underneath the home. The entire frame of the house was lifted off of his head. He and his wife and 2 children were at home. They huddled in the corner of the crawl space, which is only 3 to 4 feet deep. A coat was jerked out of his wife's arms, and they felt tremendous suction trying to pull them into the fury of the storm. However, they managed to hold their own, and their lives were spared. Those that were injured, however, were taken to hospitals in New Albany, Clarksville, Corydon, and Harrison County, and Salem in Washington County. At Floyd County Memorial in New Albany, 49 people were treated for injuries, 7 were admitted. At Clark County, 19 people were admitted, 15 from the town of Borden alone, 2 people treated and released. At Washington County Hospital, 12 have been treated, 6 were admitted. Phone lines to Harrison County Hospital are apparently down, so no injured figure is available from that hospital. The Red Cross has set up shelters at the Borden High School, the Palmyra Conservation Club, and the Morgan Township School in New Salisbury. Also, about a dozen individuals have been put up for the night at motels in New Albany, those individuals who had come into town to receive emergency medical attention. So that's basically the situation in southern Indiana. There are reports, sporadic reports, from all over the southern half of the state, even the northern part of the state, with scattered fatalities, and it's hard to pinpoint exactly the path that the storm took, but this was one of the hardest hit areas, we're pretty certain.
Well, Jim, those storms, I think, hit just about everywhere in Kentuckiana. There's not many places that were left untouched.
Glenn, perhaps I should mention this. I don't know if we've mentioned it before, but county schools have been closed tomorrow. We're talking about Jefferson County schools. The city schools have been closed tomorrow, and apparently Father Casper is closing the Catholic schools. So virtually all the schools in Jefferson County and Louisville will be closed tomorrow. All right, Glenn.
Okay, the Perry County, Indiana schools will be closed, too. Sergeant Gene Hicks, are you still with me? Apparently he went on hold there for a second. But we have Sergeant Gene Hicks of the LaGrange State Police Post on the line. Can you tell us what situation you have up there, Sergeant?
Well, in the Oldham County area around Brownsboro, we had there were three or four houses and two house trailers were damaged. Also, we had some minor injuries. In Kentucky, on Kentucky 146, two east of Crestwood, there were, let's say, two houses damaged, three barns were destroyed.
Okay.
Kentucky 53, a mile south of LaGrange, we had one house damaged. Also, the bank building under construction there was damaged. Two east of LaGrange on the Jericho Road, we had a house trailer. A house trailer completely destroyed. In the Henry County area, again, around Campbellsburg, they've really been having their problems. We had four or five houses and a couple barns up there were destroyed. The Wolf Pen Branch Road in Henry County, we had two houses there were damaged. Around the Pendleton area of, it's also in Henry County, we had, let's say, two or three house trailers there were damaged, and also some minor injuries. And then a late report that just came in just a few minutes ago in Owen County. There was quite a bit of heavy property damage in the northern part of Owen County and then the Lacey area of Henry County. That's a little town about 5 or 6 miles north of Newcastle. There was one house trailer completely destroyed there and several barns, and I believe there are two or three more barns that were slightly damaged. And as of right now, that's the latest report that we have had. We've had about, I believe, 7 or 8 people have been slightly injured, and then numerous reports of property damage.
You do not, apparently, Sergeant, and for this we are quite thankful, have reports of any deaths.
No, we don't have any reports of any deaths, and so far we've been pretty lucky and no reports of any serious injuries. We still are getting a few phone calls in, and the electricity up here now is all off, and we've had several calls on that. I don't know how long it's going to be before the electricity is back in service.
We thank you very much for your very fine report from LaGrange area, Sergeant Gene Hicks of the LaGrange State Police Post. And fortunately from that area, they do not have any deaths to add to that growing list that is being compiled here at WHAS. Again, thank you, Sergeant. Let's go back to Jim West now. And Jim has been able to get the identities of some of the victims in the southern Indiana storms. Jim?
Glenn, so far the identities are coming in one at a time, such as 73-year-old Harvey Lee Peace, killed in Borden, 48-year-old Joyce J. Lincoln, killed in the community of DePauw. Two people were killed near Greensburg. A 50-year-old Miss Emma Fry of Seymour was killed in her automobile about 5 miles southeast of Greensburg. And 71-year-old Daniel DeVellius was also killed in that community. 85-year-old Nimmy Waite was killed in Medora in Jackson County. There are two fatalities in the Chelsea, Indiana area, but as of yet, those identities have not been made public. So that brings us up to date so far in Indiana.
Okay, we have a report that the water reservoir has breaks in it and is now leaking. They're going to try the pumps in about 15 minutes. At about 10 o'clock, it's actually 17 and a half minutes from now. They're going to try the pumps and see if those are going to be functioning again. The pumps went out late this afternoon when the tornado hit directly on the water company reservoir on Crescent Hill. We will try again to get in touch with the water company Communications in some cases not all that fantastic this evening throughout Kentuckiana. Of course, we have asked you for the phone company to limit your use of the telephone so that these circuits can be maintained and kept open for emergency communication and for the type communication that is necessary to give everyone necessary information. But we are told that the reservoir has some breaks in it, does have some leaks. We do not have the extent of that situation, so we merely pass that along for your information. The Louisville Free Public Library and its branches will be closed tomorrow. The midnight shift at the Naval Ordnance will not work tonight. The third shift at the American Saw and Tool will not report for work tonight. Jefferson County schools will be closed tomorrow. Louisville schools will be closed tomorrow. Parochial schools in the Louisville area will be closed tomorrow. The Perry County, Indiana schools will be closed tomorrow. Philip Morris, third shift and all day tomorrow, no operation. The Meade County RECC says it's trying to restore electricity as quickly as possible. There is extensive damage, and those people who have electricity should conserve it as much as possible. The Meade County RECC, they urge that if you do have electricity in that area, please attempt to conserve it. There is extensive damage to the facilities. They're trying to repair the damage as quickly as possible, but if you are fortunate enough to have it, please conserve it. Anyone who has missing family in Borden, Indiana, should go to Borden High School to report the missing or to find the missing. Battery B, 5th Battalion, 138th Field Artillery, report to the Armory at the fairgrounds, as soon as you quite possibly can. We'll pass this along again. We haven't had any information to cancel it, but the Red Cross was asking for help in locating 10-year-old Fletcher Curry, the youngster with blonde hair and blue eyes. If you have information about him, please call his father at 458-6069. The Anaconda Container and Package Foil Plant located at 451 Robards Lane will shut down with the 11 o'clock shift. All employees should listen in with the radio tomorrow morning. We will be here, incidentally, throughout the night if necessary, but we will begin tomorrow morning very early reporting what the situation will be tomorrow in all of the areas in Louisville and, of course, over in Frankfort and those sections as well. Those numbers for assistance, the Red Cross number is 589-4450, 589-4450. The civil defense number in Louisville is 589-4230. We also have a civil defense number for Frankfort, the state office. I do not at the moment have that before me, but I will get to it in just a moment. Bear with me if you need to contact civil defense in Frankfort. The Brown and Williamson third shift has been canceled tonight. The first shift will be advised tomorrow morning of what the situation is. Anyone who has food that might need refrigeration, if you can figure out some way to get it there, St. Matthew's Ice House on Westport Road behind Bacon's is offering storage facilities. I see if you have some way to get there, there is an absolute curfew throughout the entire Jefferson County area. This called by the National Guard and by Jefferson County Judge Todd Hollenbach and the people in the mayor's office. The mayor is out of town, but the aldermen are in attendance, most of them, at the civil defense headquarters this evening and coordinating activities. So they have joined with County Judge Todd Hollenbach in declaring an absolute curfew for all of Jefferson County. The City Hall at Lebanon Junction will take in any person who might be stranded. If you need some place to spend the evening, City Hall at Lebanon Junction. The Westbury Apartments on Linden Lane across from Camelot will take in anyone needing shelter. Merely contact the manager there, and they will attempt to assist you. 13 minutes before 10 o'clock, we have not had an update from the Weather Service. Well, I'll correct that. I've just had one handed to me. A tornado warning now in effect until 10:45 Central Daylight Time. That's about another hour. 10:45 Central Daylight Time for these areas of south central, we'll make that southeastern Kentucky, McQuarrie County, Whitley County, Bell, Knox, Clay, Leslie, Perry, Owsley, Breathitt, and Magoffin counties. Also included are the counties of Hart, Green, Taylor, Marion, and Casey. These would be more or less in the south-central sections of Kentucky. A tornado warning, now in effect, will remain so until 10:45 Central Daylight Time for McQuarrie, Whitley, Bell, Knox, Clay, Leslie, Perry, Owsley, Breathitt, McGoffin, Hart, Green, Taylor, Marion, and Casey counties. All of those, of course, are located either in south central or southeastern Kentucky. The good word from the National Weather Service is that it appears that the problem for western Kentucky, for that area west of Interstate 65, and the problem for Indiana, that area west of Interstate 65, has passed. Sky's beginning to clear up somewhat, and we have indications that the front that these storms were preceding is advancing toward us. Should be passing through here sometime in the morning, and that will be good news. That'll clear those things out. The squall line, we hope, will dissipate and not give us any more problems. As far as deaths and injuries, it's a grim story. 23, 24, maybe even 25 people in the Brandenburg, Kentucky area are dead. They have one person missing. We are told that the Meade County High School is being set up as a morgue. In Louisville, we have five confirmed deaths so far. No identifications of those available as of yet. The number of people injured, getting up close to 200 now, I guess. We are told that all the patients are well at the Northfield Nursing Home. There has been some damage there, but none of the patients hurt. The Northfield Nursing Home, all the patients are well, even though they did have some damage. The University of Louisville University College canceled classes. I don't know whether this was for tonight or for tomorrow. We will check into that. The University College, Jeff, is the evening group, right? So that would have been for tonight. Through the information, attempting to find something else that we should call to your attention at this point. We've had Milton Metz standing by over in another studio throughout the evening to take over should we get through the bad part of the evening, which we seem to be doing. I don't know whether Milton is still there or not, but we'll be checking. Even if he is, we're told that the phone company would prefer that you not use telephones for a while. It's 10 minutes of 10 from WHAS Louisville, Louisville, Kentucky. We did have a bit of an earthquake in the Ohio Valley this afternoon. It was centered in southern Illinois, about 130 miles to the east of St. Louis, in the immediate Kentuckiana area. Some people felt their doors or their floors shaking and heard the glasses rattle a little bit. We're told by St. Louis University that it was not of significance that it would have caused major damage, but they also tell us that it was one of the larger earthquakes that we've had in some time. Milt, how about coming over here? I think that might solve our problem somewhat. You have been outside. I saw you walking in the front door. Have you seen any of the areas in town that have been hit?
No, I have just seen some extraordinary film footage that our photographers and reporters have done. And I have talked to as far away as Bloomington, where they've had some earth tremors there, but I have not seen it in person. Glenn made reference earlier to the fact that ordinarily we wouldn't be having our phone program, but obviously that's out of the question because of the hard news coverage and the fact that there are still some very chancy areas covered. However, later on, if things calm down somewhat, we may, although we ask you now not to come to the phones and call us. Later on, we may get an opportunity to get some calls from near and far about specific things that happened, not from any kind of sensational curiosity point of view, but merely from an informed point of view, so that we'll be able to perhaps get some kind of perspective on the nature of the damage and how far out geographically it is. But for the time being, we will stay away from the phones and urge you not to call us unless you have some sensational kind of news. And then perhaps later in the evening, when things hopefully will calm down somewhat and an assessment has been made, we will enable you, if you like, to share with us, we hope, the good news and some of the spot news that occurs in your particular area. The responsibility of the station being such, because it is a clear channel station and because it covers geographically such a wide area of the United States, and this is now a matter of national concern, we would be interested in getting some, perhaps some personal viewpoints of what is happening. Meanwhile, Radio 84 WHAS in Louisville asks you to remain tuned because we are in touch with all the officials and getting instantaneous reports on this unspeakable tragedy that has happened in this area.
Thank you, Mel. We have just been told by the police department that they have been overwhelmed by volunteers coming down to the police department, and they say at the moment they have all the people that they need coming down to the police department. That could, of course, change throughout the evening. We have a report from one of the outlying areas. Byron Crawford is on the telephone now. Byron?